What's the matter?
Oh, looky here in the Corn Center Gazette. I just happened to run across it. Oh, gosh almighty.
Well, what is it? What is it?
Well, listen to this. Oh, Abby, it's all over town by now, I tell you.
What's all over town? Read it.
Well, listen. Merchant to wed into nobility. We have it on good authority that her ladyship, the Countess de Ayres, is soon to be married to Mr. Ebenezer Peters, local merchant and service station man, it says.
Well, by the Dingy River. Hey, how do you suppose the paper found that out?
I darned if I know, Eb.
Can't sign it. I was keeping it a secret.
Yes, I know it. Wait a second now. There's some more here, too. The Countess is of the nobility. Her family has been distinguished by many titled potentates. Her coat of arms is a red tiger rampant with the Latin motto, Ferre Terram.
How's that?
Says Ferre Terram.
Yes.
Although Mr. Peters is not of noble blood, he comes of sturdy stock, and being a Scotch on his maternal side, and on the paternal side, Swiss. In fact, one of his paternal ancestors was a Swiss chief. If not entitled by law...
Say, before you finish reading that, tell me what it's all about.
Well, dang it all, keep still, will you? We'll find out what it's about. Well, sunshine's made me lose my place. Oh, yes, here it is. Her coat of arms is a red tiger rampant.
You already read that.
Oh, yes. Well, if not entitled by law, Mr. Peters is at least entitled by character and reputation to bear the title of count.
Why, Ed?
Ed, it says you're going to be a count.
A count?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Why, don't you see? When you marry a countess, that makes you a count.
Yeah, I'll be that darned.
Yeah.
You mean I'll be a real count?
Yes, sir. Certainly. You're Count Ed Peters.
God's sake.
Ed, in your old high count, put her there. Aye, Cracky, I knew you'd make the grade, Ed. I mean, Count. I'm proud of you.
Shucks, Reb. You don't have to call me Count.
Don't, eh?
No. But everybody else in this dad darn town does. I'll show them a few things.
Yes, and say, where are you going?
And I'm going over to the post office.
Yes.
I'm going to tell that bunch of darn fools that hang around there just who I am.
Yes, all right. But say, Ed, hurry back. Count Ed Peters. Well, who'd have thought I'd ever be in business with a real live count? Man, shakes it. Just don't seem possible. Now, listen, Hector Smith, you get out of here with that dad-darned parrot. Miss Beebe ever finds out you've got him, she'll skin you alive.
Oh, shoot, I won't hurt him. I'm only going to teach him to sing glory. That's all I want him for.
You'll never teach him to sing it in the wide world.
Yes, I will. You just wait and see. I'll teach you something, and we're going to sing it, and you wait and see if I don't.
Yeah, that's so. Well, anyway, don't go teaching them around here now.
Well, I come in to buy something.
Yeah.
I want a nickel's worth of smokeless tobacco. Yes.
You mean you want smoking tobacco, don't you?
No, I don't. I know what I want. I want a nickel's worth of smokeless tobacco.
Oh, what kind of tobacco is smokeless tobacco?
Chewing tobacco.
I suppose you think you're darn smart, don't you? You're pretty young to start chewing anyhow.
Oh, shoot, I don't want it for myself.
Yeah.
I want it for the parrot.
Huh?
A fella told me that was the way to get him to learn my song.
What? By giving him chewing tobacco?
Sure. Don't you see? Then the parrot will sing whenever he chews.
Sing with me. Say, that'll do you, young fella. I've stood enough of your concern at this. Hector, listen. Sit down a minute there. I got something to say to you. Listen, me and Eb's always been a good friend of yours, ain't we?
Yeah, sure you have.
All right. Now, I want to ask a favor of you, and I don't want you to say nothing about Eb. But if you're elected mayor, Eb's going to get into trouble.
Oh, gee whiz, how do you mean?
Well, it's a little trouble he's having with Mr. Bestry. Now, you can help him out of it if you drop out of the race.
Drop out of the race for mayor?
Yes, sir.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, Willikers, I can't do that, Mr. Winterbottom.
Why can't you?
Well, because, if I'm not elected mayor, you see, I won't have any job.
Oh, you can get a job around somewhere, can't you? No, I'm asking you as a big favor, Hector. You just drop out.
But doggone it, I don't know where to get a job, but will you give me a job? I could deliver stuff.
I'm sorry, but we couldn't. And there wouldn't be enough work around here to keep you busy an hour a day.
Well, that's plenty of work for me.
No, we can't put you on, Hector. But a land of Goshen, a bright young fellow like you ought to have no trouble getting work. Why, you could start at the bottom and work up in no time.
No. Shoot, I couldn't start at the bottom and work up. Not in my line of business.
Why couldn't you? Why couldn't you start at the bottom and work up? What is your line of business?
You see, I'm a well digger.
Oh, never mind your smart aleck.
That's a funny one.
Never mind now. This here is serious business. Darn serious. Abe's in a bad mess with Vesper. If you don't drop out of the race, well, me and Abe will never speak to you again. And that's a fact.
Well, gosh sakes, you see, I don't know what to do or what to say to that man at the bottom. So I'll have to kind of think it over, you see.
All right, you think it over, but I'm telling you now here comes Ab. Now, don't go saying nothing about it to him. You'd better be getting along.
Yes, I'll hurry. All right, and I'll let you know later.
Yes, you do that, Hector.
Hello, Mr. Peters.
Well, what'd the feller say about you being a count, Ed?
Shucks. There was only one feller there, and that dad-daring fool didn't even know what a count is. He thought probably...
Gosh almighty, there comes that Miss Beebe.
Where?
There. I wonder if she's seen Hector with a parrot.
Be good enough for him if she did. That there...
Look out, wait a second, please. Look out. How do you do, Miss Beebe? How do you do? Nice weather we're having.
Yes.
Something for you today?
Yes. I wanted to have some things sent over to my room at the hotel. Just make a note of them, will you?
Yes, ma'am. You got a pencil there. Just take them down.
Just a minute.
Yes. Now, what was you want, Miss Beebe?
I want a pound box of chocolate creams.
1 pound chocolate creams, Eb.
How much are they?
50 cents a pound.
50 cents?
Yes.
Why, I can buy them at the stand in the hotel lobby for 30 cents.
Then why didn't you?
Because they were out of them.
Well, when we're out of them, we sell them for a nickel.
Oh, indeed.
What else, Miss Beebe?
A small jar of sweet pickled figs.
One jar of sweet pickled figs.
Oh, no, why?
One jar of thick peeled sweet.
Oh, you're wrong.
Yes, Abby, it's one jar of sweet pickled figs.
I ain't wrong. It's one jar of pickled fig feet.
One jar of sweet pickled figs.
You're crazy. One pick of sweet jingle jar.
Yes, I ain't crazy. Tell you, it's one jar of pickled
feet. You're crazy. 1 week of jingle feet jar.
Oh, stop it. Cancel the order. I'll go elsewhere.
Yeah, well, as far as I'm concerned, you can go elsewhere.
See here, my man. Who do you think you are?
I'll tell you who he is. He's a count.
A count?
Yes.
Your dad there in Tootin. Count Ed Peters.
You don't look like a count to me.
Well, just the same he is. He comes a sturdy stock. He's Scotch on one side and Swiss on the other.
Yes, sir. One of my aunt's sisters was a Swiss cheese.
Chief, Ed. And what's more, his family has been distinguished by many noble...
Potatoes.
Potentates. He's got a coat of arms, too.
Coat of arms?
Yes.
See here, are you serious?
Yep, but I don't laugh much.
I mean about this coat of arms. What does it look like?
Well, Miss Beebe, it's a tiger. A red tiger.
Yeah, that's it. A red tiger in pants.
Yes.
And it's got a Latin motto. Says, Fellatorum.
Yes.
What are you talking about? Tor what?
Tor my pants.
You're insane.
No, he ain't, Miss Beebe. Wait a minute now. I'll read you what that there coat of arms looks like. It's right here in the paper. And just a second now. Here it is, see? Says it's, a red tiger rampant with the Latin motto, Fellatorum. There you be.
Say, look here. I'm going to take you into my confidence. I'm in Corn Center for the purpose of producing a motion picture, The Perfect Lover. The story I've just finished writing. I need someone to play the part of a nobleman. If you're a real count and will take the part, I'll hire you.
You mean you want me to act in the moving picture?
Oh, you needn't worry about acting. All you have to do is what I tell you.
Well, of course you'll take in this, Beebe, won't you?
Shucks. Might as well.
Good. I'll go back to the hotel and draw up a contract. It's understood, of course, that we can use your name and the title in advertising the picture.
Oh, sure you can, Miss Beebe, yes.
Very well. For the present, just keep this confidential. I'll be back later with the contract. Goodbye.
Yes.
Yeah. So long, Miss Beebe.
Goodbye. Yes. Well, it's just like the old saying, ain't it? Every cloud has a silver lining. Here you was worrying about marrying a countess, and it turns out you'll be a count and get a darn fine job in the moving picture play.
Yeah, but supposing I die sudden, same as the countess's other husbands. I won't get much acting done in that there picture play.
Oh, well, now, Eb, don't go worrying about that. Maybe they only want you for the first act.